Tom C. McKnight, Jr., I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Caris, C-A-R-I-S-S, address is 100 Old Chico Way, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-524-3440. ID is XXX88088, date of birth 7/21/1983, 39-year-old, married, woman, occupation marketing, husband-teacher, pharmacy Costco-Chico, is address 2. Dr. Ahmet, A-H-M-E-T, owner, O-N-U-R, Turek, T-U-R-E-K, M-D, internal medicine. That's below his name. Below that is Argyle Medical Group. Below that, 100 Independent Circle, Suite 100. Below that, Chico, California, 95973-0258. Below that, telephone, that should say 530-899-2126. Below that, 530-899-0142, in parenthesis, facts, and parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of recurrent cephalgia-migraine. Dear Dr. Turek and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Sarah Karras, who is seen today for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you may remember, she has a history of 2 episodes of COVID virus infection and subsequently developed recurrent cephalgia, lateralizing, suggesting hemicranial headaches. Which had been at least partially responsive to rizatriptan. New paragraph. Recent medications, that's a new heading, spironolactone 100 milligrams, 1 oral daily, Zoloft 50 milligrams, 1 daily. Previous medications, Celexa 20 milligrams daily. Medical allergies not reported. Comorbid problems, history of anxiety and depression, below that, chest pain, subparagraph, clinical, that is family history of sudden coronary syndrome in her father. New paragraph, recent concerns, possible Lyme disease, subparagraph, Lyme testing reported to be unremarkable. Headache symptoms include flashing colors dash classic migraine symptoms. New paragraph, remote motor vehicle accident. Without clear concussion. New paragraph, she reports that headache pain can radiate into her jaw and neck. New paragraph, her neurological examination today. I'm sorry, let's go back to this. Past medical history, dyslipidemia, goiter, infectious disease history, that's a new heading, appendicitis, chickenpox, mononucleosis, tonsillitis. Medical adverse reactions, adhesive tape. New paragraph, systematic review of systems general. She reports dizziness, forgetfulness, headaches, dysomnia with loss of sleep. New paragraph, EENT. She has episodes of blurred vision, difficulty swallowing, transient dizziness, recurrent cephalgia, and tinnitus with some difficulty swallowing. New paragraph. Respiratory, no symptoms reported, cardiovascular, history of chest pain, dyspnea with activity, rapid heart rate, varicose veins, endocrine, reported hair loss, increased skin dryness, gastrointestinal, excessive thirst, nausea. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Hematological, no history of difficulty with healing, bruising, or bleeding. Locomotor musculoskeletal, varicose veins, sense of weakness in the muscles. New paragraph. Female-gynecological. She stands 5 feet 4 inches tall, weighs 155 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 9. Her last menstrual period was in October of 2022. She reports regular periods with some irregular symptoms. Her last pap smear and rectal examination 2 years ago. She reports menstrual tension symptoms. She's had a cesarean section in the past, 3 pregnancies with 3 live births without complication. 3 sons born in 2009, 2013, 2015, the last by cesarean section. No other female gynecological problems reported. Sexual function, she's sexually active, experiencing a satisfactory sexual relationship. Husband has had a vasectomy. She denied discomfort with intercourse. She denied exposures or transmissible disease. New paragraph. Mental health. She reports dysomnia. She has seen a counselor. neuropsychiatric. There is no history of psychiatric referral or care. History of convulsions, fainting, or paralysis. Personal safety. She does not live alone. She denied a history of falls, visual or hearing loss. She has not completed an advanced directive. Subparagraph, she did not request additional information to do so. New paragraph, she did not indicate a history of physical or mental abuse, verbally threatening behaviors, exposure, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. Personal and family health history. She was born on July 21st, 1983. She's 39 years old and right-handed. New paragraph. Her father died at age 55 from a coronary. Mother, age 60, is healthy. She has two siblings, a brother, age 37, a sister, age 41, all in good health. Her husband, age 47, is in good health. Her three children, ages 6, 8, and 13, are all in good health. New paragraph. She gave a family history of cancer in an aunt and cousin, heart disease in her father, hypertension in her father. She denied a family history of arthritis, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. Education. She completed high school in 2002, college in 2005. Social history and health habits. She is married. She takes alcohol rarely, 1 to 2 beverages. She does not smoke. She does not use recreational substances. She lives with her husband and children at home. Occupational concerns. She denied industrial exposures. She works part-time in marketing. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. She did not give a history of fractures. She had a concussion as a teenager. She denied other loss of consciousness, serious illnesses, or injuries. New paragraph, operations and hospitalization. She has never had a blood transfusion. New paragraph, appendectomy completed 1997. Breast augmentation 2011. She reports never being hospitalized for prolonged periods of time for care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. New paragraph. General. She reported a history of blurred vision, transient dizziness, chronic fatigue, reduced concentration, lightheadedness, reduced memory, nausea, and tinnitus. New paragraph. Head. She denied neuralgia. She reported intermittent headaches that are typically behind the left eye and the left side of her head. She denied a history of altered mental status, blackouts or seizures, or similar family history. New paragraph. Neck. She reported neuralgia with a burning sensation in her left chest, loss of grip strength in both hands, which can become weak at the same time. She reported myospasm, denied numbness, reported continuous pain about her entire body. She reported stiffness, quote, all over, unquote, dash, especially back and legs. She denied swelling or edema, but she experiences paresthesias in arms at the same time. Upper back and arms. She reported neuralgia in her mid-back, numbness in her neck down her arms. But otherwise denied pain, mild spasm, stiffness, swelling, or paresthesias. New paragraph, middle back. She reported neuralgia in the mid-back, more on the left side. Denied numbness. Low back. She denied symptoms. Shoulders. She reported constant pain without paresthesias or weakness. Elbows. She reported intermittent pain, typically in the elbow joints, a few times per month, lasting for a few days, often mild, without paresthesias or weakness. New paragraph, wrists. She denied numbness. Hips. She denied paresthesias or weakness. Ankles. She denied symptoms. Feet. She denied symptoms. New paragraph, neurological review of systems. She did not indicate a history of unusual visual loss or diplopia. New paragraph. She had difficulties with her sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, phonation, or deglutition. New paragraph. She denied significant motor movements, twitching. Or tremor. New paragraph. Sensory. She described vacillating paresthesias, typically in the upper extremities distally. New paragraph. She denied difficulty with her balance or ataxia. New paragraph. She denied a history of tripping, stumbling, falling. New paragraph. She gave a history of dyssomnia with restless sleep. New paragraph. Previously, she was taking vitamins but has discontinued those. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Mental status. Sarah is a pleasant appearing, early middle-aged, right-handed woman who is alert-oriented and appears otherwise to be in no distress. Her immediate, recent, remote memories are all preserved, as is her attention and concentration. Her thinking is logical, goal-oriented, and without unusual or bizarre ideation. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12. The pupils are equally round, reactive, light, and accommodation. The extraocular movements are full without nystagmus or unusual dysmetria. The visual fields are preserved to confrontation. Facial sensation is preserved bilaterally. Facial motor weakness is not identified. The palate elevates symmetrically. Tongue is in the midline. No atrophy or deviation or fasciculations. New paragraph. Sternocleidomastoid and trapezius strength are symmetrical, 5/5. New paragraph. Swelling and deglutition were accomplished. New paragraph. Motor, manual motor testing, upper and lower extremities demonstrates normal preserved bulk, tone, and strength. Sensory examination is intact at touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph. Her deep tendon reflexes are normal without pendulosity or hyperactivity. Subparagraph, testing for pathological and primitive reflexes is also unremarkable. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal, rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed are easily accomplished and preserved, including finger tapping test. The paragraph passive range of motion distraction maneuvers does not indicate increased muscular resistance or sense of cogwheeling or evidence for dyspraxia. New paragraph. Ambulatory examination remains fluid and non-ataxic. Romberg negative. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Sarah Karras presents with a clinical history of symptoms of depression following recent episodes of COVID virus infection. She has developed symptomatic headaches that are suggestive of common migraine with possible hemicranial distribution. New paragraph. She has a history of recurrent chest pain with a significant family history of coronary disease. New paragraph. She reports dysomnia for reasons that are uncertain. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation, these are recommendations, I will complete the following. We'll obtain a neuroquantitative brain imaging procedure to exclude any cerebral injury or degeneration associated with her COVID infection. Home sleep study will be performed to exclude suspected sleep apnea. Routine diagnostic electroencephalogram will be completed to exclude epileptiform foci or findings of encephalopathy. Laboratory testing will be completed to exclude comorbid infectious disorders with her clinical presentation. New paragraph. Will refer her for cardiology evaluation with her clinical, with her history of chest pain and clinical history of family history of coronary disease. New paragraph. Today, I've provided her with a laboratory slip to complete her laboratory testing at Quest Diagnostics. New paragraph. She has seen the chiropractor. I'm sorry, she has seen the naturopath who completed extensive laboratory testing, which showed evidence for vitamin D deficiency. New paragraph. I've given her prescriptions for a women's general vitamin and supplemental vitamin B2-400 riboflavin prophylaxis for migraine. New paragraph. She'll be seen for new paragraph. I've also provided her with Ubrelvy tablet samples for her migraine, and she will contact us should these be beneficial, for which she can return and be initiated on Emgality for migraine prophylaxis. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. I respectfully with my professional signature.